Watch, RNC unveils Unchecked series highlighting Joe Biden's record-breaking illegal immigration crisis. By Jacob Bliss and John Binder on March 30, 2022. The Republican National Committee, RNC, has released part one of a video series, which Breitbart News obtained a first look at, hitting President Joe Biden for record illegal immigration at the United States-Mexico border, where more than 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens were encountered in 2021. The RNC's video series, Unchecked, sheds light on the human cost of the Biden administration's record-setting rate of illegal immigration to the U.S. In 2021, more than 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens arrived at the porous southern border, a foreign population larger than the resident population of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This year, experts predict more than 2.1 million will arrive, and the Biden administration is bracing for a record influx of hundreds of thousands in a single month if they decide to lift the public health authority known as Title 42, which has given federal immigration officials broad authority to quickly remove border crossers to their native countries. The series features conversations with those who have spent time at the border, including Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, former Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Director Ron Bediello, and journalist Julio Rosas. "We are seeing a human rights catastrophe. We are seeing a public health catastrophe. We are seeing a crime and national security catastrophe," Cruz said. "I've asked the Senate Democrats to Texas and see the border. Not one of them is willing to do it. They are literally turning a blind eye, and they are counting on the corporate media to cover it up." This comes as the Biden administration saw the worst February at the border in 22 years. It was announced that 164,973 illegal aliens were apprehended last month, not including those border crossers and illegal aliens who successfully entered the U.S., undetected by Border Patrol. "These are people. These are real people there, right?" Gonzalez said. "So the migrants that are jumping off of trains and getting hurt, in some cases losing arms and limbs, that's part of the 2 million. Every part of America has been impacted. You've got migrants going to every corner of the country." Indeed, the Biden administration has implemented a rigorous catch-and-release policy that includes busing and flying border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior to states like Pennsylvania, Florida, Texas, Connecticut, and New York, among others. From January 2021 to August 2021, for example, more than 500,000 were released into the U.S. interior. In January of this year, more than 62,500 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into the U.S. interior, a foreign population more than six times the size of Jackson, Wyoming. "We've never seen a number that big. We've never seen 2 million encounters within a year's time. It's just never happened," Vidiallo said. "The people that live just north of the border, they see the human trafficking. They see the exploitation, they see the smuggling. And so, Americans, are most affected by it day to day. Oftentimes, when we see the rest of the media catch up with border coverage, it's when there's a sudden influx at one point," Rosas said. "Which, okay, that's good, but that influx is happening at all different points, at all different parts every single day." With the RNC's release of Part 1, Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel told Breitbart News the answer is plain and simple. Joe Biden is the root cause of the pain and suffering on the border. "Biden and border czar Kamala Harris' failures have put our law enforcement officials in harm's way, leaving them to defend an open border with drugs, human trafficking, and crime surging," McDaniel said. "Every community is a border community under Biden, as drugs and crime move across the country." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbliss@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.